we're just a few short days before the Yom Tov Shavuos, I thought we'd conclude the June's month Shirim by talking about the mitzvah of Ksidas Sefer Torah. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayelech, "Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azos v'lamdes b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyim." So the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the simple understanding of the Pasuk, is that the word Shira is referring to the Shira of Parshas Hazinu. But Chazal understood that Shira might also refer to Kol HaTorah Kula. And from this Pasuk, we derive that there's a mitzvah called Ishmi Yisrael to write a Sefer Torah. This is what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Taryag, the last of the 613 mitzvahs, that there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. What's the nature of this mitzvah? So the Mechas Chinuch there raises the Shaila, is the mitzvah fulfilled by writing through a Maisik Siva, that everyone is obligated to write a Sefer Torah? Or is the mitzvah that people should own Sefer Torah? The mitzvah is not fulfilled through the Maisik Siva, but rather through the result of the Ksiva, the fact that everyone is owning the Sefer Torah. L'chora, this Shaila should depend on the two parts of the Pasuk. From the beginning of the Pasuk, Ve'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azos, it sounds like the mitzvah is the Ksiva. Kisvu lachem es hashira azos, write the Torah down. Sounds like the mitzvah is the Maisik Ksiva. But the end of the Pasuk says, V'lamdes b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyah. It sounds like the mitzvah is to enable B'nai Yisrael to learn Torah. That the mitzvah is the totsah, the result that you'll be able to learn Torah with the Sefer Torah. So it would sound like the mitzvah is not fulfilled through the Maisik Siva, but rather the fact that the person owns the Sefer Torah, now he's able to learn from the Torah. So the question is, which part of the Pasuk should we emphasize? So this would seem to be a Machlokas Rishonim. From the Rambam, you get the impression that he holds that the mitzvah is ksiva sefer Torah, the actual writing. To write a sefer Torah. How so? Because the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, writes like this: Mitzvah saseh kol ish v'ish mi Yisrael lichtov sefer Torah la'atzmo. Shneim aviyata kisvu lachem es hashira. Kloma kisvu lachem Torah sheyesh b'shira zu. So just the beginning of the Rambam seems to imply already, lichtov sefer Torah, the mitzvah is to write the sefer Torah. But he goes further. Avos of sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtov v'shalo. Even though a person was yoreh, he inherited a sefer Torah from his ancestors, he still should write for himself. Sounds like the mitzvah is not to own a sefer Torah, but rather to write the sefer Torah. Mehar Sinai. And it's even better if he writes it himself. If he doesn't know how to write, then others write for him. Strange lashon. Others write for him. It should just say he should buy a Sefer Torah. So the Mechas Chinuch is medayek from the Rambam, from these three parts of the Rambam. The first, the Rambam says, mitzvah saseh kol ish v'ish misrael lichtav lo Sefer Torah. And then he says, in kosvo biyodo, it's even better. And then he says, if a person doesn't know how to write, acherim kosvin lo, it sounds like they're writing for this individual, the mitzvah must be to write the Sefer Torah. How's a person yotzei if someone else writes the Sefer Torah for him? So the Rambam is assuming that there's some kind of concept of shlichus over here. That if you commission a Sefer Torah, then the person who commissions, the person who's paying for the sofer to write the Sefer Torah, is Yotze Yeschir, because it's as if he's writing himself. The sofer is writing for the person who commissioned him to write. So that seems to be the approach of the Rambam, that the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah is in the Maisik Siva. The Sefer HaChinuch, by contrast, seems to hold that the mitzvah is to own the Sefer Torah. Because his Lashon, the mitzvah Tayag, is it's Tavinu Lios Lechol Ish Mi Yisrael Sefer Torah. Not the Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Mitzvah Lichtov Sefer Torah, but Shin it's Tavinu Lios Lechol Ish Mi Yisrael Sefer Torah. Sounds like the mitzvah is fulfilled by owning the Sefer Torah. And that seems to be the position of the Rosh as well. The Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah at the very beginning, he's troubled with the fact that Bizman said we don't see people who are so medayik in this mitzvah. People are not so medaktik in this mitzvah. They're not so careful to fulfill the mitzvah. Nowadays we do see more and more people that they try to fulfill the mitzvah b'shutfus. They write a Sefer Torah and people buy letters of the Sefer Torah. Maybe they actually write some of the letters of the Sefer Torah. So people are much more careful now. In the last 20, 30, 40 years, people have gotten much more careful in this mitzvah. But The Rosh hundreds of years ago says that he doesn't see people so careful to fulfill this mitzvah. We don't find people writing Sefer Torah or joining others to fulfill the mitzvah b'shutfus. Why is that? Why is that? So says the Rosh, Maybe the answer is that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah changed b'zman hazeh. He says, "V'zeh b'doros harishonim shekosu Sefer Torah v'lomdim bo." The mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah was in older generations. Aval ha'idno shekosu Sefer Torah manichnos v'bote knesios likros bo barabim. Nowadays, that we write the Sefer Torah, we put it in the Aron Kodesh, we put it in the shuls in order to read for it, from it. So then, mitzvahs asehi al kol ishmi yisrael ashiyodam aseges lichtov chumshet ha'torah u'mishna u'gemara u'perashah lagos bohen hu u'bonav. Since we're not going to learn from the Sefer Torah, we only read from the Sefer Torah in shul, but we learn from chamishu chumshet Torah, from Mishnayos, from Gemara, from Perushim, Rishonim, Achronim, etc. So Zok the Rosh, the mitzvah is to write the chamishu chumshet Torah, to write the Mishnayos and the Gemara. Ki mitzvahs ksivas ha'torah hi lilmod bo k'dechziv olamdas b'nei yisrael sima b'fiyah. He says, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not just to write the Sefer Torah, it's to learn from the Sefer Torah. So it's all a function of what you're going to learn from. V'al yidei ha-gemara, v'ha-perish, yeda, perish ha-mitzvahs, v'adinim al-buryam, l'chein heim heim ha-svarim, sh'adam etzuva l'kosvam. What Sefer does a person have to write nowadays? Not the Sefer Torah, we're not going to learn from a scroll. We don't do that anymore. We learn from Chamishu Chumshu Torah, from the Mishnayos and the Gemara. So that's why a person has to write these. He has to print it, make sure that these svarim are going to be printed, so that they'll be able to, that the person will be able to learn appropriately. The Rosh clearly is taking the approach of the Sefer HaChinuch, that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not so much in the Ksiva, not the Maisa Ksiva, but rather to own the Sefer Torah, so that you'll be able to learn from it. And that's why he says nowadays that we don't learn from Sifrei Torah, from Torah scrolls, but rather we learn from svarim. So the mitzvah must be to write Chamishu Chumshei Torah, to print Chamishu Chumshei Torah, or to buy Chamishu Chumshei Torah, and the Perushim. Yes?
So maybe, could you say that according to the Rosh Bizmaneinu, that we post shirim on the internet, so posting a shir on the internet could be the same mitzvah?
I'm not sure, because there's no mamoshes to that. You know, maybe the idea is to create a sefer that people can learn from. To print the shir, well, not to print the shir. To post the shir, that's not a chefta shel Torah in the same way. I'm not sure that the Rosh would say that would be nice if that would fulfill the mitzvah. But I think the Rosh would say that you need to be printing something, some text of the Torah, some kind of perish of the Torah, not just posting a shir. That's what I would imagine. But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Rosh would say that posting shir online would also be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The question is, does the Rosh mean to say that B'zman HaZeh you only fulfill the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah by printing or buying Chamishu Chumshei Torah, Gemara, and Perushim? Or would he say that writing the Sefer Torah are part of the mitzvahs? That's a further machlokas. From the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya Simen Reish Ayin, it's clear that he understood that the Rosh meant to add to the mitzvah. The B'zman HaZeh, the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, is not just writing the Sefer Torah, but rather also writing these other svarim, buying the other svarim. But the Shach disagrees. The Shach in Sivkot and Hay, there in Yerodea Simen Reish Ayin, he says, no, according to the Rosh, the mitzvah is only to write or to own Chamishu Chumshei Torah, Mishnayos, Gemara, the svarim that we're going to use to learn Torah. And the mitzvah changed. According to the Rosh, the mitzvah changed. This is the last of the Tariq mitzvahs, and Bizman HaZeh, according to the Rosh, the whole mitzvah changed from previous generations. Since now the method of learning is different, so then the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is also different. At first glance, the position of the Rosh seems a little bit difficult. Because we paskin that lo darshin on time of the Kra. We don't darshin the tamim of the mitzvahs. That doesn't mean that we don't look for tamim. The tamim and mitzvahs are very important to gain a deeper understanding of the mitzvahs. But the idea of lo darshin time of the Kor means that the time of the Kor is not going to affect the application of a mitzvah. That's how we paskin. This idea of lo darshin time of the Kor is an old machlokas tanoim, actually from the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon have a machlokas. Came before that, but from in Bav Metzia. The pasuk says l'sachbo beged almana, that one is not allowed to take the clothing of an almana as a mashka. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlokas whether that refers to an almana who's poor or even one who's wealthy, meaning someone that you're going to have to keep on giving back the mashka. The halacha is that if you take a mashka and a ksus laila, so then you can take it from the lova take it from the borrower by day, but you have to give it back at night. And if it's a ksus yom, vice versa, you have to give it back by day so that they'll be able to use it, and you can take it at night. So the concern is that if it's an almana aniya, and you're going to be going back and forth to her house to pick up the mashkana to give it back, so then meisiyah shem rab b'shchein osea, you're going to give her a bad reputation. People are going to say bad things about her. It's strange. It's a man coming to the house morning and night. It looks very strange. So the question is it dafka almana aniya that this halacha applies to, or should we say almana shira also, even though the time of the krah refers only to an almana aniya, but maybe lo dashina time of the krah. Reb Shimon is dorish time of the krah. Seish says dafka almana aniya, is it usur to take a mashkin from? But almana shira, it's mutter. Reb Yehuda says lo dashina time of the krah. So he says it's usur to take from an almana bein aniya bein ashira. So we paskin that lo dashina time of the krah. How do we understand the rush? How do we understand that the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is to own the sefer Torah so that you'll be able to learn from it? Mechora, if lo dashina time of the Torah, the pasuk says kisu lechemes hashira azos, so that should mean that you have to write the sefer Torah. Why should we follow the time of the Torah and say that the time of the Torah is going to affect the application of the mitzvah bizman hazeh? Be'emes, the question doesn't really begin, because if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you see that there are certain situations where everyone holds that dashina time of the krah. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, in referring to a pasuk about the melech, the pasuk says v'lo yar b'lo noshin, he shouldn't have too many wives. So on that, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlokes. What kind of wives? The pasuk says that the maximum, the darshan from the psukim, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech that in Osifa l'cha kohena v'chahena, if you don't have enough wives, he had six, so I'll be mosif kohena v'chahena. So that's double six, and then triple, so that's a total of 18. So he's only supposed to be marbe noshim until 18. So there's a machlokas tanayim, what's the din? Can he be marbe more as long as they're not meisir es levavo? Rabbi Yehuda says marbe hulo v'vach lo yim meisir es libo. Because the pasuk says v'lo yar b'lo noshim v'lo yosar levavo, so maybe dafke can't be marbe noshim if they'll be meisir es levavo. But if they're noshim tzidkonios, then he'd be allowed to be mosif. Reb Shimon says no. Afilo achas meisir es libo, it's asa. If it's a woman who's going to be meisir es libo, obviously he's not allowed to marry her, even if it's only one woman. Forget about 18. So what's the pasuk telling me? That even noshim tzidkonios, he's not allowed to be marbe more than 18. It's strange. Rabbi Yehuda here seems to be darshan in time of the krah. And normally he's low darshin at the time of the krah. So how can that be? The Gemara asks. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda is moda that if the posuk mentions the reason explicitly, so then darshin at the time of the krah. The posuk l'gabe melech says, v'lo yar b'lo noshim v'lo yosur levavo. So there it says that the reason why you can't be mar ben noshim is so that they won't be meisiris as libo. So there we are darshin at the time of the krah. So if they're not meisiris as libo, then you will be able to be mar ben. And similarly, the post can point out, ki kover sikverena bayomahu, there's a mitzvah to be kover esameis bayomahu, not to be melev in esameis. But why is that? Ki killas elokim tolui, that everyone is created b'tzelem elokim, so if we're melev in esameis, it's a disgrace for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically we're saying it's a disgrace for the meis, it's a bizayon hameis to be melev in esameis. So from that we learn that if we're melev in esameis, if we don't bury the mace at night because we want to have more people at the Levaya, more people will be able to come. It's a covered mace, so then that's not a problem. Because if the time of the Krah is mentioned in the Pasuk, so then we are Darshan at the time of the Krah. So similarly, we could say over here that the Rosh Hol, that since the Pasuk says, Beferish v'lamdes b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam, the Pasuk tells you what the time of the Krah is. It's not Stam mitzvah ksiva seva Torah, rather the purpose of the ksiva is to be able to learn Torah. It says the Rosh, if the time of the Krah is actually mentioned, so then Darshan at the time of the Krah. And that's why the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah changes Bizman Hazeh. It's not just to write a Sefer Torah, but rather to write those Sfarim that are going to enable us to learn Torah better. Yes?
Isn't that right for the Shach against the Beis Yosef? Because the way the Gemara works out here, it seems like the Beis Yosef is explaining the Rosh like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that because we're normally Dorish time in the Krah, the Pasuk gives us a Tam, we have both the original Din and the Tam. Meaning we'll maintain the Din that like we can't have more than 8. But we'll still have that he can have even one that's Meisir's Libo. So too, the Beis Yosef is saying we still have the same din. They have Ksiva Sefer Torah, Mamish. And then in addition, because the Tam changed, so we also have mitzvah, chamishay chupshay Torah, and Gemara and Mishnah. So that seems like it's like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Judah.
I hear it's a good taina. Maybe what the Beis Yosef is saying is that the Rosh holds that the Kriyas HaTorah that we do in Shul is also a key of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So it's not as though we don't have to write Sifrei Torah in order to be able to read them in the Shul, but since most of our Talmud Torah is done not from a Torah scroll, so therefore we have to write the other Sfarim. So it could be that according to the Beis Yosef, the Rosh is just saying that the reading from a Sefer Torah nowadays is also a key of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and we do that, it's just we're doing more than that. So that's why the Rosh wouldn't deny the fact that the Mitzvah still includes the writing of Sefer Torah, he just is Mosif. But the Shach learns differently, he says, no, the Taka totally changes. Maybe the Shach would be learning along the lines of what you're suggesting. Okay. So what's enough Gemini L'maisa between the Rambam and the Rosh as to whether the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is in the Maisa Ksiva or to own the Sefer Torah in order to learn from? So the Nafkamina Pshut is what the Rosh actually said, that the mitzvah changes Bisman Hazeh. Nowadays, either we also have to print or buy other types of Svarim, right? Chumashim, Chamishim, Chumashim Torah, and Gemaras, and Perushim, and Rishonim, and Achronim. As opposed to the Rambam, who would say that's not part of the mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do, but that's not the key of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. Are there any other nafkamina, any other practical differences between the Rosh and the Rambam? So, the first obvious nafkamina is whether a person has to write a Sefer Torah. Do you have to write, even if you're going to say that the mitzvah expands to other svarim, do you have to write those svarim, or can you just buy the svarim? Right. Is the mitzvah the ksiva, or is the mitzvah owning the svarim? So, this relates to a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says, Amar Rabba, or Rava, two Gersos, Avo Bishinich Lo Avos of Ladam Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo, Shanem Aviyata Gizu Lechem Es Hashira. Even if a person gets a Sefer Torah B'Yerusha from his father, from his ancestors, he still has to write a Sefer Torah Mishalo. So it sounds like Yerusha doesn't work. You can't fulfill the Mitzvah B'Yerusha. So the Mechas Chinuch says, from this Gemara, it sounds like the Mitzvah is to own a Sefer Torah. Because the mitzvah must be to write a Sefer Torah, because the mitzvah would just to own the Sefer Torah, so even if you get a Sefer Torah Birushi, you're owning the Sefer Torah, you'll be able to learn from the Sefer Torah. So clearly the mitzvah must be to write a Sefer Torah. The problem is the Gemara Menacha seems to argue with that. Because the Gemara Menacha Sandaf Lamed says, Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba Amar Rav Gidla Marav Halokev Sefer Torah Menashuk Kechotev Mitzvah Menashuk. Someone who buys a Sefer Torah from the marketplace, it's like he grabs the mitzvah from the shuk. Kosvo mala olava kosvo kilo kibla mehar sinai. If he writes it, that's better. What does that mean, that halokel Sefer Torah min hashuk chotev mitzvah min hashuk? So, zokta min cheschinuch, chotev mitzvah min hashuk seems like he's fulfilling a mitzvah. Chotev mitzvah, he's grabbing a mitzvah. And that's what Rashi says there on the Gemara Menachas. Rashi says, kechotev mitzvah, u'mitzvah ava. The Gemara continues that if kosav, then that's even better. But that doesn't mean that if you're lokach sefer Torah min hashuk, if you buy it, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. You're chodiv mitzvah min hashuk. You're also fulfilling a mitzvah then. So according to Rashi, there seems to be a steer between the Gemara Menachas and the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Menachas says that if you're kona sefer Torah, you fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that if you're yorish a sefer Torah, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. So how can we reconcile the two Gemaras according to Rashi? So one answer could be that maybe it's a machlokas amaroyim. Machlokas amaroyim. The line of Rabba or Rava in the Gemara Sanhedrin is really part of a larger sugya, because the Mishnah there in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says that a melech is mitzuva, a melech is commanded to write a sefer Torah. Kosev sefer Torah lishmo. He has to write a sefer Torah. So to that, the Gemara says, Tono v'vachlo yisno v'shalavosa. The melech can't be yotze just from the sefer Torah, just by inheriting the Sefer Torah from his father, but rather he has to write a Sefer Torah Mishalom. So to that, Rava says that Avo Pi Sheinichu Lo Avosav Ladam Sefer Torah Mitzvah Lichta Mishalom. So Eis Ve'Abaye V'Kozu Lo Sefer Torah L'Shmo Shlo Yisno B'Shal Acherim Melechin Hedyod Lo. Abaye asked that from the memory of Avachla Yisno B'Shal Avosav, it sounds like this is a halacha in Melech, that the Melech can't be Yotzei his Ksiva Sefer Torah by being Yorish from his ancestors, but a hedyot can. So to that, melech in hed yod lo, that a melech, yeah, a melech can't be yotze with the Sefer Torah sheinich lo avosa, but a hed yod can't, it's against the Rambam. Zot the Gemara, lo tzricha l'shtei Torahs. All that the member is saying is that the melech can't be yotze from his father's Sefer Torah, even for his second Torah, meaning a melech has to write two Sefer Torah. Because of those Mishnah HaTorah Zos, the Pasuk in Parashat Shoftim says that a melech has to write two Sefer Torah. So the Gemara, the member is telling me that he can't be yotze with either Sefer Torah, with the Sefer Torah Shenich Lo Avosa. He has to write his own Sefer Torah. But that doesn't mean to say that a head yod can be yotze with the Sefer Torah that he's Yorish from his ancestors. He also has to write his own Sefer Torah. The only difference between a Hedyud and a Melech is that a Melech has to write two, and the Hedyud has to write one. The Rambam has an interesting pshat in this Gemara. He says that the Melech can be Yotze with one of the two Sefer Torah, the Yerusha, but he has to write the extra Sefer Torah, Mishalo. That this member is going on the extra Sefer Torah that the Melech has to write. But the Hedyud, the Haggadah Gemara is saying, can't be Yotze be Yerusha. The Maskot of the Gemara is that he can't be Yotze be Yerusha. He has to write his own Sefer Torah. So it sounds like Abai is arguing against Rabba or Rava, right? Abai is saying that the head yod can be Yotze B'Yerusha. It's only Rabba who assumes that the head yod can be Yotze B'Yerusha. It's a machlokas amoraim. So you're free to say that Rav in the Gemara Menachos that says that you can be Yotze with Kenyan, Rav paskins like Abai, who is following Abai's shita, against Rabba. Right, that there's a machlokasi, whether you can be yotze b'Yerusha, be yotze b'Kinyan. The Gemara Menachos assumes that you can be yotze b'ein b'Kinyan, b'ein b'Yerusha. The Gemara Sanhedrin disagrees and says b'ein b'Yerusha, b'ein b'Kinyan. You can't be yotze. So that's the simple answer according to Rashi. That there's no steer. It's a machlokas samurai. But the other way to answer is that maybe there's no machlokas asugis b'chlal. There's no machlokas samurai over here. There's a difference between Yerusha as opposed to Kinyan. Maybe the simple answer for Rashi is that the Gemara Menachos is saying you can be Yotze B'Kinyan, but not be Yerusha. No one said that you can be Yotze B'Yerusha. The Maskon of the Gemara Sanhedrin said you can't be Yotze B'Yerusha. So maybe there's a difference between Yerusha and Kinyan. What's the Chiluk? The Chiluk is that Kinyan is a Maisa B'Kum V'Aseh. You have to do a Maisa B'Yadayim in order to acquire the Sefer Torah. Maybe as long as you do a Maisa B'Yadayim, you can be Yotze the Mitzvah. But Yerusha is the Shevi Al Kasa. It happens B'Mela. Happens by itself. The person's not doing anything active. So maybe that's what Rashi holds, that you don't have to actually write the Sefer Torah, but you have to do something active to fulfill the mitzvah. So as long as you kona Sefer Torah menashuv, then you chotev mitzvah menashuv, then you taka yotze the mitzvah. But if you yorish a Sefer Torah, if one is yorish a Sefer Torah from their parents, so that's b'shevi al tasa. That's not an active, it's not an action. So because he's not fulfilling the mitzvah actively, then that's not a kiyuma mitzvah. Maybe that's the chiluk between the two sukkis. The Ramon Yoredeh disagrees with the Rashi. He has a different pshat in the Gemara Menachos. The Ramon Yoredeh, Simen Reish Ayin Sif Aleph, writes that if someone buys a Sefer Torah, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. And Chotef Mitzvah Menashuk means that he's grabbing the mitzvah, meaning he's giving up the mitzvah, so to speak. It's a different understanding of what Chotef Mitzvah Menashuk means. That's the Ramon, that you're not Yotzei a mitzvah. So says the Taz at the end of Sifkot and Aleph there, that the Ramah is against Rashi. Ramah is a different pshat in the Gemara. Chotev mitzvah min ashuk. It's not that you are Yotze, but it's not a mitzvah min amuvcha. It's that you're not Yotze. So comes the Minchas Chinuch and says that the Ramah, it would seem, relies on the Rambam. That the Rambam says the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah is fulfilled through the writing. The Ramah says that buying a Sefer Torah is not enough. Buying a Sefer Torah is not enough. If buying a Sefer Torah is not enough, you need the ksiva, so then that's the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah. You can't fulfill the mitzvah by Yerusha nor by Kinyan, because the Ramah is assuming like the Rambam. Rashi, who says that you can be Yotze, so he's assuming like the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rosh. And the question is whether Rashi is mechalik between Yerusha and Kinyan, but he is agreeing fundamentally that the key to the mitzvah is owning the Sefer Torah so that you can learn from the Sefer Torah. The question is, could you be Yotze even b'shevi al tasa, or do you have to do a ma'isa b'kum ase in order to fulfill the mitzvah? Okay. Another nafkamina that some of the achronim talk about is what happens if a person writes a Sefer Torah, but then he gives it up. Let's say he donates it to a shul, or he sells it. Well, let's say he doesn't actively give it up, but he loses it. Say it's stolen or something. Does he have to write another Sefer Torah? Mechas Chinuch, in Oz Hei, quotes from the Torah Schaim in Sanhedrin, one of the Gedolei Achronim in the back of the Kodesh that we've been using the whole year. The Torah Schaim in Sanhedrin on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis writes that if you makdish a Sefer Torah, you donate the Sefer Torah to a shul, or the Sefer Torah is lost, you have to write another Sefer Torah. That's what the Torah Schaim says. But the Pesach Tshuva in Yerodeya, in Simin Reish Ayin, Sefkot and Gimel, quotes from some Achronim who disagree, and they say, no, you wrote the Sefer Torah, you were Yotzei. It doesn't matter that you lost it, or that you sold it, or you were makdish. It doesn't matter. So Zokta Minchas Chinuch, L'chora, the Torah Schaim is assuming that the mitzvah is fulfilled by owning a Sefer Torah to enable Talmud Torah, to enable the learning of Torah. So if a person donates the Sefer Torah, that's very nice, that maybe someone else will be able to use it, or the shul will be able to use it. But this individual is not going to have a Sefer Torah with him. He's not going to be able to learn from that Sefer Torah. He won't be able to use it. If a person is not learning, so he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, no. The fact that he has the potential to learn from the Sefer Torah, that's sufficient. But if he doesn't own the Sefer Torah anymore, so then how can he be Yotzei the mitzvah? He's lost the mitzvah because now he doesn't have the opportunity to learn from that Sefer anymore. What do the Cholkim assume? What the Achronim who argue with the Torah Sinai, what are they assuming? They assume that the mitzvah is fulfilled with the Maisa Ksiva. So as long as you wrote the Sefer Torah, that's enough. That's enough to fulfill the mitzvah. Even if you later donate the Sefer Torah, that's not mevatel the mitzvah from you. You fulfill the mitzvah with the Ksiva alone. So that's in terms of being makdish, donating it, and the situation when the Sefer Torah gets lost. What's about selling a Sefer Torah? Let's say you sell the Sefer Torah. So that too should depend on this issue. So that's a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Chav Zayin says one is not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah except to learn Torah or to marry. Right? Lilma Torah, Lisa Isha. Those are the only two dispensations. Why is it also to sell a Sefer Torah for any other reason? So that seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. How so? The Rambam, in Hilcha Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, writes like this. Sefer Torah kasha noagim bo kedusha yisera v'kova gadol, v'osu la'odem limkar Sefer Torah afilu ein lo mayochal, la'olam emochen Sefer Torah elo l'shnei devarim, she'yom la'torah b'damav o she'yisa isha b'damav. The Rambam says, why can't you sell a Sefer Torah? Because Sefer Torah kasha noagim bo kedusha yisera v'kova gadol. It's a din in Kedusha Sefer Torah and Kavod Sefer Torah that you can't sell it for stam a purpose. You know, there are many different reasons a person might want to sell his belongings. But Lilma Torah, Lisa Isha, these are very, very important tzrachim. So when it comes to a Sefer Torah, the halach of Kavod Sefer Torah, the fact that we don't want to be mevazeh the Sefer Torah, that tells us that you can't sell the Sefer Torah for any purpose, even if it's a well-intentioned sale, right? There's a good reason why you want to sell it, but it's not such an important sorech. That's defined as a design of the Sefer Torah to sell it for that reason. To learn Torah, to marry, these are important. These are very important, super important sorechim, and for that, it's not a design of the Sefer Torah to sell it. So it would seem from the Rambam that the reason why you can't sell a Sefer Torah for tzrachim pshutim is because that's a bizoyon of kedusha sefer Torah, kavod sefer Torah. But from the Rosh in Hilcha Sefer Torah, you don't get that impression because the Rosh says, "Devada mitzvah gedola hi lichtov sefer Torah, v'gam ein lamocha elo lilmotar v'lisa isha." The mitzvah gedola to write a sefer Torah, you're not supposed to sell it except to learn or to get married. What does it sound like that the issur to sell a sefer Torah is due to what? Due to the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. That if you're going to sell the Sefer Torah, that will be viewed as a bittul in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. That even if you fulfill the mitzvah at one point in time, but now if you sell the Sefer Torah, then you'll be mevatel the mitzvah. Because again, the Rosh assumes that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to own the Sefer Torah so that you can learn from it. So if you're not going to own the Sefer Torah anymore, you won't be able to learn from the Sefer Torah, so then you'll be mevatel the mitzvah mikana lahava. It's interesting. The Rosh assumes that the mitzvah is fulfilled every moment that you own the Sefer Torah, now you are able to learn from that Sefer Torah. So once you sell the Sefer Torah, you no longer have that ability to learn from the Sefer Torah, and the Rosh would say that you're mevatel the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. As opposed to the Rambam, who assumes that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to write the Sefer Torah. So once you've written the Sefer Torah, then you fulfill the mitzvah. So why can't you sell it? for tzrochim pshutim, not because you'll be mevatel the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, but rather because it's a bizoyon of kedusha sefer Torah, kavod sefer Torah. The different halacha. It comes out that there's no machlokas the Rosh and the Rambam when you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it to learn or to get married. The question is, why is it also to sell it for any other tzrochim? Right? According to the Rambam, it's a din of kedusha sefer Torah. According to the Rosh, no, it's part of the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. If you sell it, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. When do you fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? What's the zman ha-mitzvah? So the Menachas Chinuch and Os Yud says that also would seem to depend on this shayla too. That if the mitzvah is fulfilled to the ma'isa ksiva, so then l'chor, you're only fulfilling the mitzvah one time in one's life. You don't have to fulfill the mitzvah more than once. There's reason makdim in the mitzvahs. Okay, maybe a person will push himself to fulfill the mitzvah as early as possible in his lifetime as he can. But he's not going to be mevatel the mitzvah as long as he's mekayim the mitzvah at one point in his life. Right? Even if he doesn't write the Sefer Torah until later in life, but he will fulfill the mitzvah at that point. But if you hold that the mitzvah is to own the Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from it, so then lechora, bechol rega verega, a person has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And if he doesn't write that Sefer Torah, or he doesn't buy a Sefer Torah or a Sfarim in order to be able to learn from them, he's mevatel the mitzvah. Right? The first mitzvah he should do is ksiva sefer Torah. He should go out and buy a Rambam. Go out and buy a Gemara. Whatever. Go out and buy a Chumash. Right? He should immediately, when a person becomes a gadol, he should go out and buy a Svarim. Because if not, they'll be mevatel the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Because they're supposed to own sifrei Torah in order to be able to learn from them. Someone who's a bar mitzvah, so he's mitzvah in this mitzvah. So he has to go out immediately and buy a Svarim. So, it's interesting, Mechassana points out, he doesn't see that the Olam is Nizar in this, that they try to buy Sfarim. I guess maybe that's what the Bar Mitzvah presents are for, right? That he can be Yotze his Mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's a new approach to presence.
That would count even though he didn't buy it.
I'm sorry?
That would count even though he didn't buy it?
Sure, because if he gets it from Atana, then he owns the Sfarim. The key is to own the Sfarim, right? He doesn't actually have to buy it. You're saying if you hold Yerusha doesn't work. Okay, fine. If you hold Yerusha doesn't work, so then getting it in Matan is not gonna help. If you hold Yerusha works as well, so then getting it in Matan will work. Okay, that would depend on that machlokas.
What about also, let's say, printing something a shir out from the computer? Same thing.
That I think is better, right? To put a shir online, so that's not a chefta shel Torah. But to print out a shir, the pake is a key. I mean, ksiva sefer Torah, according to the Rosh.
I mean, also maybe if you hold it to ksiva, you're not actually writing it, but you kind of are.
Well, if you hold it's ksiva, if you hold like the Rambam that it's ksiva, we still assume that it's ksiva sefer Torah.
Oh,
okay. Right? According to the Rosh, the key is to own the sefer Torah, to own the svarim. So as long as you have the shir printed, that should be enough. Right? That's another, right? It's the more you print, the better. Right? As long as you don't take someone else's paper. But, right? If you print the shiurim, that's more of a fulfillment of the mitzvah, according to the Rosh. Very good. One final issue this is a somewhat longer issue, but the one final issue that seems to be dependent on the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And that is noshim. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? The Rambam at the end of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, before the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so he counts all the mitzvahs that women are potter from. So in the midst of that counting, he writes, Mitzvah Yud Chesh, and Oshem Pturos, Mi Mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah. Women are potter from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's of the Rambam. It's also mashal like that from his Loshen and Hilchos Sefer Torah. Perek Zayin, Mitzvahs Aseh Akol Ish V'Ish Mi Yisrael. He says it not only once but twice. Ish v'ish. Sounds like it's a mitzvah on men, not on women. So Frek Deshagas Aryeh, Simon Lamed Hey, he says, how do we understand the Rambam? The mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is a mitzvah say Shalom Azman Grama. It's not time dependent. So why should women be exempt from this mitzvah? Women are chayiv in all mitzvahs say Shalom Azman Grama. So why should Ksiva Sefer Torah be any different? It's the Shagas Aryeh's kash against the Rambam. So he suggests, maybe the answer is that the Rambam holds like the Rosh, that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to own Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from them. And since women are pturas in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, b'meila, they're potter from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah as well. That's what the Shagasai suggests to explain the Rambam. And in fact, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes. Sefer HaChinuch happens to hold that the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is only Noeg B'Zecharim, because they're Chayav in Talmud Torah. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. So that's the Svar of the Shagas Aryeh, what he wants to write to explain the Rambam. That if women aren't obligated in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then they can't be obligated in the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to own Sifrei Torah, or Svarim that you could learn from. So if they're part from Talmud Torah, then they're part from Ksiva Sefer Torah. This is a very, very difficult shot in the Rambam. I mean, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, but within the Rambam it's very difficult, for two reasons. First of all, the Mechaber writes in Simen Mem Zayin that women are obligated to say Birchas HaTorah before they learn. Women are obligated to say Birchas HaTorah. Why is that? So comes the Magen Avraham and says, because women do have an obligation to learn Torah, to learn the parts of Torah that they have to know. There's a chiyuv of women to learn the Torah. They don't have to learn in yonim that don't relate to them. Right? They don't have the same mitzvah of Talmud Torah that men have, but they do have a mitzvah to learn Torah, to know those mitzvahs that they're obligated in. So says the Magen Avraham, why do they have to say Birchas HaTorah? They have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but not the same chiyuv as men. They have a chiyuv to learn whatever parts of Torah relate to them. So they're obligated in the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. So the stomach, according to the Magen Avraham, they should be chayv in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah includes mitzvahs that apply to them too. Right? Even if you learn like the Rosh, that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to write the Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from it, women should still be obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because there are many chalokim in Torah that women that are shayach to women, so they should have to write the Sefer Torah in order to fulfill them, in order to be able to learn from the Svar. That's kasha number one. And the second kasha is, of course, we've been developing the yisod that the Rambam holds the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the writing of the Sefer Torah, not owning the Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from it. So why should it matter that women are pturas in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? This is a separate mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah to write Sifrei Torah, to write a Sefer Torah. So even if women are pturas in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, why are they pturas from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? It's a mitzvah say shelo asman grama. According to the Rambam, it has absolutely nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a separate mitzvah of the Torah. So why shouldn't women be obligated in this mitzvah? Pilei plam against the Shagasari. Right? The Shagasari wants to learn the Rambam like the Rosh, but that's difficult because women are obligated somewhat in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So even according to the Rosh and the Sefer HaChinuch, right, even according to the Rosh, as you saw, that the mitzvah is to own Sifrei Torah in order to be able to learn from it, women should still be obligated. And Kol Shekein, according to the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the writing, has nothing to do with Talmud Torah per se. So even though women are pturas in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they should still be obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Beis HaLevi, in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Vav, and the Minchas Chinuch, they suggest a different reason why women should be pturas from this mitzvah, not like the Shabbosai. They suggest that the Gemara in Gittin has a hekesh, ukshartam uchsavta, that the pasuk says ukshartam laos al yodecha and uchsavtam al mezuzas beisecho visharecha. So we learn a hekesh, ukshartam uchsavta, that someone who's obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin can write sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzah. But someone who's not obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin is possible to write stam. Right? He can't write kisvei hakodesh. He can't write a cheftz of sefer Torah, or tefillin, or mezuzah. So, say the Beis HaLevi in the Minchas Chinuch, women are not bechlal tefillin. Right? That is man grama. So women are not obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin. So they can't write sefer Torah, mezuzah, and tefillin. So once they can't write sefer Torah, meaning if their woman were to write a sefer Torah, the sefer Torah would be possible. So if they'd be possible to write the Chefetz Shal Sefer Torah, it doesn't make any sense that they should be chayav in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. You can't say, no, they should be chayav to get a sofer to write them a Sefer Torah, because milsa de'il l'matzi ovid, shliach l'matzi mashvi. They can't make the sofer a shliach to write for them, because they themselves are not mitzvah to write. They're not shayach to write. Forget about mitzvah. They can't write a Sefer Torah. They're not going to be able to create a Chefetz Shal Sefer Torah. That's kosher. So it doesn't make any sense that they should be chayav in the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. And they can't say that the mitzvah to make the sofer into a shliach. How can they do that? It doesn't make any sense. They can't do it themselves. Why should they be mitzvah? Or how can they even make the sofer into a shliach? If they can't do it themselves, then they can't make the sofer into a shliach. So maybe that's pshat and Rambam. The Pshat in the Rambam is not that they're Pturas in the midst of Talmud Torah, therefore they're Pturas in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. No, Pshat in the Rambam is that Kshayatim Chsavtam, if they're not shy to the midst of Tefillin, then there's a Gdar Sakosa that they can't write a Sefer Torah themselves. So if they're possible to create the Chavtza Shul Sefer Torah, then it doesn't make any sense that they should be Chayiv to write a Sefer Torah, or even to ask, or to commission someone else to write a Sefer Torah. The Shagasai was sensitive to this idea. He suggested himself, but he rejects it. He thought of this idea. It's not like the Beis Halevi Michas Chinuch, you know, discovered America. Shagasai also thought of this idea. But he doesn't think it's right. He doesn't think that the Tzushta, you know, there's a lot that goes into this shot of the Beis Halevi and the Michas Chinuch. First of all, you have the drosh of Kshayat HaMachsavtam, and you have to say that someone who's not Mitzuvah in the creation of the Cheftza of Stam can't be Mitzuvah in the midst of writing. Well, okay, let's not talk about all Stam, let's talk about Sefer Torah. Right? Someone who's not Mitzuvah in the... Someone who can't create the Cheftza shall Sefer Torah, because if they write the Sefer Torah, it'll be possible, they can't be Mitzuvah in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So that's quite a jump. Right? There are a couple of steps to that. It says the Shagasai, I don't think that one leads to the other. It says, even if women are possible to create the Cheftz of Sefer Torah, that doesn't mean that they're not Mitzuvah in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. V'haraya, Mezuzah, right? Mezuzah, women are obligated in the midst of Mezuzah, and yet they can't create the Cheftz of Shal Mezuzah. They can't create the Cheftz of Stam, anything, right? Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, all three. Not just Sefer Torah. So if women can't create the Cheftz of Mezuzah, nevertheless they're obligated in the midst of Mezuzah, so you see that the two don't relate to each other. That even someone who's possible to create the Cheftza Shel Stam doesn't mean that they're not Mitzvah in the Mitzvah. They're Mitzvah in Mezuzah, they should be Mitzvah in the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah too. It's a sharp kasha of the Shagasai. Right? So the Shagasai says, I don't think that's a Svara. That also, that I don't think is correct. That you can't say that Pshat in the Rambam. Because what does one have to do with the other? Maybe talk to women on Mitzuvos to get the sofa to write a Sefer Torah for them, even though they themselves can't write the Sefer Torah, just like Mezuzah. They're obligated to miss the Mezuzah, even though they can't themselves write the Mezuzah. That's what the Shagas Ayah says. So comes the Beis Halevi and the Tshuva and says, no, 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 I don't think Mezuzah is the right to Sefer Torah. What's the mitzvah of Mezuzah? To have the Mezuzah on the doorpost, to have the Mezuzah on the house. It's not the writing of the Mezuzah. That's not the mitzvah of Mezuzah. There's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, but the mitzvah of Mezuzah is not the writing of the Mezuzah. It's to have the Mezuzah on the house. Lo de bebayish yesh bo Mezuzah. That's the mitzvah. So don't bring a raya from Mezuzah to Sefer Torah. A woman can be koveh Mezuzah. She's mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mezuzah, because if she owns a house, then she has to have Mezuzah in the house. So even though she's psula to create the Cheftza Shel Mezuzah, she's still obligated in the mitzvah of Mezuzah, because the mitzvah of Mezuzah doesn't relate to Ksiva. But Sefer Torah, that mitzvah relates to Ksiva, so if she's psula to create the Cheftza Shel Sefer Torah, so then the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah shouldn't apply to women. Beis Halevi is a tanya, Shagasai, no? Back and forth. Yeah?
Can you also maybe say that women actually can write mezuzahs, because we said that they're only going to be possible to write things, since mezuzah is applicable to them, right? Shema Yisrael, so that's applicable to a woman just like a man. So you can write, but a Sefer Torah, to write a whole Sefer Torah, it's okay, in the Hanami, there are parts of the Sefer Torah that are applicable to the woman, but Lamaise is not the whole Sefer Torah, and she's only going to be Mekam the Mitzvah probably once the whole Sefer Torah is written. So that's why she wouldn't be able to write the Sefer Torah, but for a mezuzah, so that's not such a problem, because that's applicable to her, so she's Mechleiv in that.
Misfar, I hear what you're saying, but the Drosh of Kshat Mechsavtam says that someone who's not Chayav to Tefillin can't write Stam. So if he... the Iker of the Drosha relates to Mezuzah, because that's what Chsavtim is going on, but Chazal understood that it's talking about even the writing of Sefer Torah and Tefillin too. So the fact is, if women are not Shaykh to Tefillin, then they can't write Mezuzah. Yeah.
Also, there are a lot of mitzvot in the Torah that aren't Shaykh to us, for Kohanim and Leviim.
Right. And still, what? And you're saying, and we're still Mitzvah,
still,
Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the whole Sefer Torah. What are you trying to say? How does that relate to women? What do you mean? You see that the fact that you're not shayach to a mitzvah doesn't mean that you're not included, that the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah shouldn't include mitzvahs that are not shayach to you. That's what you're trying to say. I hear. So the final word of the Beis Halevi is that we can understand why the Rambam would say that women are potter from Ksivas Sefer Torah, because they're not shy to create the Cheftza Shel Sefer Torah from Mukshat Nosaftam, but says the Beis Halevi, according to Rashi, that you can be Yotze Bekinyan, according to the Rosh and the Sefer Achinuch, right? That you can be Yotze the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah by acquiring Sefer Torah, so the Mestama women would be obligated in the Mitzvah. Exactly the way the Shah Gassai wanted to explain the Rambam. Right? He's not, the Beis Halevi is not denying the fact that someone might hold like that. That's what the Sefer Achinuch says. Right? The Sefer Achinuch, the Sefer Achinuch holds that the mitzvah is only shayach to men because only they are chayav in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Sefer Achinuch still is interesting. Right? We still have our kasha on the Sefer Achinuch, because if women are obligated in Birchas HaTorah because they are shayach to some part of Talmud Torah, so then why shouldn't they be shayach to the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah? But you could say that the Rosh would disagree with the Chinuch. The Rosh holds like the Chinuch in terms of the nature of the mitzvah, but he would say, fakir, because the mitzvah is to own the Sefer Torah in order to learn, maybe Taka women should be chayavas in the mitzvah. Right? That's what the Rosh would say. And that's what the Beis Halevi says, but that's Rashi. That according to Rashi, that you can be Yotze Bekinyan, you don't actually have to write, that the mitzvah is fulfilled by owning the Sefer Torah, that you'll be able to learn from it, so then Taka women should be chayavas against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. So it's interesting. According to the Beis Halevi, this is a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam. According to the Sefer Achinuch, it's not a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam. Right? Because the Sefer Achinuch says that women, well, it's strange, right? The Sefer Achinuch says that women are obligated in the mitzvah of that women, are exempt from the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah because they're part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, according to the Sefer Achinuch, there's no nafkamina between the Rambam and himself. The question is, what's the reason? Right? There is no nafkamina because the Sefer Achinuch says that even though the mitzvah is to own the Sefer Torah so that you can learn from it, he says, but women are pturus from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so they're part of the mitzvah. The Rambam also says that the women are pturus from the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, but obviously for a totally different reason, because he holds the mitzvah is the ksiva. So if you say like the Beis Halevi, we can understand that k'shart ha-machsavtam, women are going to be pturus from the mitzvah. So it comes out, according to the Sefer Achinuch, there is no nafkamina between himself and the Rambam in terms of noshim. But it's not intuitive, because you would have imagined that according to the Sefer Achinuch, there really would be an obligation for women to write Sefer Torah, to buy Sefer Torah, in order to be able to learn from them, right? Which is exactly what the Beis Halevi says. Am I being clear over here? The Beis Halevi says this is an afkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh who says that the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is to own the Sefer Torah in order to be able to learn from it should obligate women in the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is ksiva. Ukshat Machsavtam tells me that if the apostle from creating the Chefetz shall Sefer Torah, then they have to be potter from the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So that's what the Beis Halevi says, that it should be an afkamina. The Chinuch happens to say he doesn't think it's an afkamina, but why not? Because he says, even though he disagrees with the Rambam in terms of the nature of the mitzvah, he says women should still be pturus because they're potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So depending on how you learn would determine whether this really is an afkamina between the Rosh's approach and the Rambam's approach. Okay? Yes.
Say it after.
Okay. One final point. We started by discussing the kasha of the Rosh. Rosh says, why bizman hazeh are people not careful to fulfill this mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah? So he suggests his own yesod, based on a new principle that the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah somehow changed bizman hazeh, now we fulfill it differently, not by writing sefer Torah. The Shah Gassari in Simon Lamed Vav answers the Rosh's kasha differently. He says, you know why people are not so careful to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh? That's because we can't really do it Bizman Hazeh. Because the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed, see, this is the bridge between this year and next year. We're going to learn Kedushin next year. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed asks, what is the middle of the Sefer Torah? Which Pasuk is the middle? Which Os is the middle of the Sefer Torah? So they say the Vav of Gochon, at the end of Parsha Shmini, so that's the middle of the Sefer Torah. So then the Gemara asks, but where is Vav? Is the Vav from the first half or from the second half? Or is it in the middle, or where exactly is it? So the Gemara says, we don't know. Inu, the Beki, Bechaseros, Viseros, the previous generations, they knew which osios were supposed to be Choser, were missing Vavs, and which osios were Mole. But anan lebekina bechaseres v'yiseres, we don't know what's supposed to be moly or what's chases, so we don't know exactly where it is. We can't know for sure, because there could be a vav off. Right? We might think it's supposed to be from the first half, but it really could be from the second half, because maybe there are two vavs in the first half that we didn't even realize. Maybe there are multiple vavs. So Zogta Shagas Aryeh, for that reason, we really can't fulfill the mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. We're not boki b'chaseros v'yiseros. We don't know what's supposed to be mali, what's supposed to be chaser. So sefer Torah shechaser osachas is possible. So sefer Torah shechaser osachas is possible. We don't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah. But we read from Sifrei Torah, we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, we make brachas on Kriyas HaTorah, so how can we do that if the Sefer Torah shechaser osachas is possible? So apparently what you have to say is for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, you don't need a Sefer Torah kosher. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. There's some Rishonim who say that you don't need a Sefer Torah kosher for Kriyas HaTorah. We try to have a Sefer Torah kosher as best as we can, but it's not absolutely necessary. So you can recite a bracha on a Sefer Torah that's sofek possible. We do the best we can, but we don't know what's supposed to be mali, what's supposed to be chasav. It says the Shagasai, but to say that there's a mitzvah, k'siva sefer Torah b'zman hazeh, if we don't know what's mali, what's chasav, that doesn't make sense. So maybe that's why the minig developed, that we're not so medaktik in this mitzvah. We're not boki b'chaseros v'yaseros, so we can't fulfill this mitzvah nowadays. So maybe that's the simple answer to the Rosh's kasha. That's what the Shagasai offers in Simon Lamed Vav. Yes?
Well, that would be that we can't fulfill the mitzvah according to the Rambam. Rosh, which is just having Sifrei Torah.
Right, but the Shagas Aryeh is asking, if you don't give the Rosh's answer, is there some other answer? So obviously the Shagas Aryeh is taka answering for the Rambam. If you hold like the Rosh, then you don't need the Shagas Aryeh's answer. Of course. Right, of course. Sure. So comes the Mincha Sinach and says, no, I don't think the Shagas Aryeh's answer is very good. And I don't think it's correct. You have the Rosh's answer, so fine. If you're going to rely on the Rosh, that's a different story. But the Mincha Sinach says, I don't think the Shagas Aryeh is correct. Because any chaseros v'yaseros that are not mashpia, that don't affect the meaning of the words, are not ma'akev in the Sefer Torah. Right? So any... If you're missing a letter that affects the meaning of the words, or a drush of chazal, so that's ma'akev in the Sefer Torah. But the chaseros v'yaseros that are not ma'akev, that don't change the meaning of the word, they're not ma'akev in the Sefer Torah. So b'zman hazeh, we have to assume that we have the right Kabbalah. We have enough of the understanding of what the chaseros v'yaseros is supposed to be that we're not going to misinterpret the psukim. We're not going to read the psukim incorrectly. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah says that if a Baal Kori makes a mistake that doesn't change the meaning of the word, you don't have to correct the Baal Kori. It's the same idea, says the Menchas Chinuch, that if the chaseros v'yaseros don't change the meaning of the word, they're not ma'akev in the Sefer Torah. So even though we pass in the Sefer Torah shechaser os achas is possible, that's chaser os achas, where it affects the meaning of the word. But if it doesn't affect the meaning of the word, then taka, it's kosher, because it's not chaser os achas. So the Mechassana says, I don't think that the Shagasai's answer is a good enough answer to explain the problem that the Rosh has. Just because we're not boki v'chaseros v'yaseros, that's not a reason why we shouldn't fulfill the mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah. Because all the chaseros v'yaseros that we're not boki in, you have to assume that they don't affect the meaning of the word. We have a Kabbalah that we understand what the drushes of the psukim are supposed to be and what the words are supposed to mean. So they don't affect the meaning of the words. Then they're not going to be ma'akev in the Sefer Torah. So we could fulfill the mitzvah of k'siva Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh against the Shagasai. So the only answer, only real answer to the Rosh's kasha is either to say like the Rosh, that the mitzvah of k'siva Sefer Torah changed b'zman hazeh. And nowadays that we don't learn from Torah scrolls, so now the mitzvah of k'siva Sefer Torah is to own Sforim that we use to learn from, to own Chamisha Chamisha Torah and Mishnais and Gemaras and all those types of Sforim. Or the other answer is that Taka, even if you hold like the Rambam, that the mitzvah is to write Sifrei Torah, we taka should write Sifrei Torah. I'm not sure in the time of the Rosh whether they were doing that, but b'zman hazeh we do find people who are medaktik to commission Sifrei Torah or to be part of a commissioning of a Sefer Torah so that everyone can have a chelik of the mitzvah of Sifrei Torah. That itself is a discussion in the Achron, whether you can fulfill the mitzvah b'shutfus. Maybe you have to write the whole Sefer Torah yourself, or to commission the whole Sefer Torah. So for that, most people are mekel, because it's very expensive to write a Sefer Torah. So we assume that you can be yotze b'shutfus. So there are many who talk on the daktik, the choshish for the sheet of the Rambam, and they try to join together b'shutfus with other people, so that they'll have a chelik in the actual writing of the Sefer Torah, and they'll be able to be yotze the mitzvah, even according to the Rambam. Okay. Okay, thank you very much for coming, and have a wonderful Sunday.